prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Sorry for the late start. We had a little technical difficulty here in the studio, but I think we got it solved. We got a really exciting show for you today. During the first hour, I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik, and we're going to talk about 10 reasons why older people should keep on training. Then we're going to be joined by Juan Carlos Santana to talk about his new book, Functional Training. So the whole show will be about training. Isn't that wonderful? Yesterday's show was all about nutrition. This is the show about training. So here we go. Let's get started.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Hey, Brooks, how you doing?
Hey, Carl, I'm good.
Fantastic.
You said we were going to be 10 minutes late, and we're 8 minutes late.
I know.
2 minutes.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So the digital multiplexer for the studio apparently failed. I don't know what's wrong with it. It was working fine yesterday, but today it's not. So no time to fix it before the show. I'll have to worry about it later. Meanwhile, I have Brooks on Skype, which works just as good.
And I was wondering, why didn't you just switch over to the flux capacitor?
Yeah, there you go. Right. Exactly. Why didn't I? That's the question. So today's show, important discussion, right? As we get older, it's probably as important, maybe even more important, that we keep on training. So 10 reasons for older people to keep on training. And the picture we used was of Otto Arco. Want to give a little background about him?
Well, Otto Arco was a famous old-time strongman, wrestler, weightlifter, from Poland. And he was also a fantastic Herculean hand balancer. He had an act that he did, a vaudeville act that he did with his brother. And Herculean hand balancing, two-man hand balancing, was the most incredible thing in the world. There's a YouTube video you can pick up. I'll try to look for it at the next break. In it, he does things like hold his brother overhead in a, you know, his brother is balanced in a handstand on Otto Arco's hands, as if Otto Arco had done a military press with him. And then Otto Arco goes back into a wrestler's bridge, holding his brother at arm's length. And he also does, and this was like one of his legendary feats, a Turkish get-up, holding his brother overhead in a handstand with one hand, one arm. And this was just absolutely amazing. And Arco, pound for pound, was one of the strongest men in the world. And for many years, he had the largest muscular arm in the world on a pound-for-pound basis. He weighed like 145, 150, and his upper arm was 17 and a half inches or so on, which was unheard of back then. And the other interesting thing about Otto Arco is that he lived a very, very long, healthy life. He was giving posing and handstand exhibitions in his late 50s. And Carl, the photo that you posted of him, he's late 40s, mid 50s in that photo. I mean, he's not a young man, particularly for that era, but he's in great shape.
Yeah, I thought he was looked a little older there, but it's amazing when we look at some of the fathers of physical culture and we realize that many of them age so well. And much of it had to do with the fact that they trained throughout their whole lives. You know, one of the things that frustrates me is we see athletes today pick a sport. Mm-hmm. And they train so hard when they're competing or playing professionally. But as soon as they're done, they just stop. They just don't train anymore. They don't do anything. And you see them doing commercials for insulin and type 2 diabetes drugs instead. And had they just did not looked at training like something they had to do for their sport, but actually something that they did for their lives, it would have been a totally different outcome.
I remember when I was a kid and I got a booklet, little paperback booklet, about physical training, you know, Boy's Guide to Physical Fitness, something like that. And it had a page where it ranked all the most common sports in terms of their overall, health benefits. And so, you know, you would have long distance running might be, you know, good for endurance, not as good for building strength. Gymnastics would be in the book. They would rate it, you know, good for strength, good for muscular development, not as good for endurance. Wrestling would get, good for strength, good for muscular development, and good for endurance. You know, so different sports, as you might imagine, got different ratings.
Right.
But one of the interesting categories, you know, I forget what it was, but it was something about whether it had potential as something you would do for the rest of your life. So, for example, golf was rated very high in that category, but it was very low as a strength builder or a muscle builder or even an endurance builder. And the thing that's always fascinated me is that strength training rates high in all the categories related to the development of important physical characteristics, such as strength, muscular development, speed, agility, athleticism, etc. But the other place where it rates incredibly high is in terms of lifelong training and lifelong enjoyment and satisfaction.
Interesting.
And curiously, Tommy Kono, two-time Olympic gold medal winner, six-time world champion in Olympic weightlifting, Tommy Kono did weight training as a teenager, but he only got into weight lifting, the competitive sport of Olympic weightlifting. He only got into that near the end of his high school years, or maybe even after he graduated from high school. And one of the reasons that he did was he was looking for a sport that he could do once he graduated from high school. And he thought, you know, basketball's fun, but basketball's not good because you need, you know, nine other guys to play basketball. And I don't have nine other guys that I can train with regularly. So, you know, what can I do by myself that will give me satisfaction and keep me in good shape going forward? And that's how he settled on competitive Olympic weightlifting.
Interesting.
And he went on to be, as I said, you know, two-time world champion, six-time world champion. Interesting stuff.
You know, who told a very similar story yesterday on the show, Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale.
Really? And about powerlifting?
Yes. So he was a wrestler and a gymnast, but his family moved to the country, and they had no gymnast facilities out there for him to continue his gymnastics training.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nobody where he was living. He said, so you need somebody else to wrestle with. You can't wrestle by yourself.
Right, right.
And so he had always used weight training as part of his gymnastics and wrestling. And he ended up switching to just weight lifting and ended up becoming a world record a power lifter. Isn't that funny?
Really interesting. I had not known that. You know, I did somewhat the same thing. I was a wrestler in high school, and after my wrestling days ended, you know, even though I had enjoyed the sport enormously, you know, it wasn't something that I was able to continue going forward. And so the thought was, what do you do? And I was not interested in team sports because, you know, if the other guys don't show up, you don't have a workout, you don't have a game. And weight training seemed like the perfect thing.
Yeah. Interesting. So let's go through this list.
Okay.
10 reasons that older people should continue to train. What's number one?
Okay. Progressive weight training or any kind of strength training increases bone density and bone strength in older adults.
Which is a problem for older adults because their bones become frail and they break easy.
The majority of deaths among older people, particularly older people in nursing homes or care facilities, the majority are slip and fall.
Interesting.
It's slip, fall, break a leg, break a hip. You go into some long-term care situation and you never come out. So it literally is a matter of life and death. The other thing, of course, is increased bone density means what? You stand straighter.
Mm-hmm.
Your posture is better. You know, you're not leaning forward. You're not rounded. You're not shrunken. Carl, there are men in their 80s and 90s, and some women too, who are doing competitive powerlifting and weightlifting. And when you look at them, they are so tall and straight. I mean, their spines are so strong, just amazing. And the way that they get there in most cases is you start young and you keep it up your whole life. It's like the video you posted, I think, the other day, or Elisa posted a video of a woman in her 80s.
Yeah.
Gymnastics.
Yeah, wasn't that? And she was so fluid, I mean, and so youthful.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, perfectly straight, and her bone density must have been that of a 20 or 30-year-old woman. It was just amazing.
Let's go to number two, which actually plays into this discussion, what we're talking about with bone density and posture and the reason that people end up in institutions.
Sure. Progressive weight training, or again, any kind of strength training, improves balance, mobility, and coordination in older adults. Exactly what we were just saying.
So that's that fits nicely with that.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people are doing movement drills and mobility drills and things like that, and those are all great. But weight training improves your mobility and gives you fluid movement. You know, and the reason is you're exercising the entire body and all of the muscles and their opposing muscle groups. You know, so you do curls and then you work your triceps. You work the flexor and then the extensor.
Right.
And that's what gives you free and easy movement.
Right.
And that's a huge plus. And it's kind of funny because back in the day, everybody said weightlifting will make you muscle bound. It will adversely affect your mobility and your flexibility, which turned out to be completely wrong.
You know, on the idea of mobility, flexibility, and balance.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I put my underwear on. I put my left foot in, and then I stand putting my underwear on. I stand putting my pants on. I do that as a balance exercise more so as I age.
Mm-hmm.
This morning I had thought to myself, every day I put my left foot in first and my right foot in first. I'm going to start putting my right foot in first and my left foot in second. Try that. Most people don't give a lot of thought to this, but try changing the way you put your underwear and your pants on. Go with the other foot first and watch the challenge in balance. It takes some thought. You'll get it. It's not like you're going to fall down, but all of a sudden you realize, wow, I need to start doing it this way for a while.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting thing. You know, it reminds me when I was a high school wrestler. This has nothing to do with putting your underwear on, but when I was a high school wrestler, our coach would teach us. You know, in the second and third periods in high school matches, one guy is on his hands and knees, and the other guy is next to him, holding him, and tries to hold him down while the other guy tries to escape, okay? Well, everybody always gets down on the left side of their wrestling opponent, and they grab his arm with their left hand, and they wrap their right hand around his waist, and that's the starting position, and everybody learns to try to escape or reverse from the bottom against someone in that position.
Right.
Our wrestling coach, very smart coach, taught us to get on the other side, put your left arm around the waist, your right hand on his right arm, So you're in the reverse position because most guys never practiced that and they couldn't get away. They didn't know what to do.
And so, I mean, I remember hearing stories about boxers. Trying to think of, was it when he was Cassius Clay or someone else showing up and somebody saw him carrying his suitcase in his hand coming from the train and says, come on, we're going to walk to the gym. Switch hands. How long have you been carrying your suitcase in your right hand? I don't know. Well, switch hands. So I call it occupational hypertrophy. But we have ways of doing things day in and day out, and we do them that way every day. Try changing it up. Look at your patterns every single day and try changing them up. Let's hit number three, and then we'll take a break. What is number three for the reason that people should continue to train as they age?
Well, this is interesting. It ties into last week's show or 2 weeks ago. Muscular strength is associated with a 30 to 40% decrease in cancer mortality among older men.
Interesting.
Now, Carl, you tell me, other than not smoking or stopping smoking, what is there that is associated with a 30 to 40% decrease in cancer mortality?
Nothing that I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, I can't either. I saw that and I was...
I mean, if that was a drug, it would be making $6 billion a year.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? If that was a drug, it would be on sale to protect you from getting cancer. Do you worry about cancer running in your family? Would you like to reduce your risk of getting cancer by 40%? Take Exercizo. It's the new pill. I mean, really, if it was a drug, the doctors would be prescribing it. It's not a drug. You could do it yourself. You don't have to wait for somebody to prescribe it.
Yeah, and the interesting thing there is it's not just Exercizo, it's strength. Exercise, though.
Right. It's not Zumba and jogging. I got it.
Exactly. It's not cardio, you know, which is always the darling of the doctors and physicians and the health people. It's good old fashioned strength training. Amazing.
Really is amazing. All right, let's do this. Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're going to keep running. The show is running about 8 minutes late. Normally, we would take this break about 3 to 4 minutes ago. We will slowly get back on our track here, but thank you for being patient with us. This is Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik. Stay tuned. The show always goes on here at the Superhuman Nation.
The best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookskubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Uh-oh.
You know what this is?
This is the Superhuman Radio Show. Physical Culture Radio, baby. The only place on the web where you have a radio show dedicated exclusively to physical culture. And who better to co-host that show but Brooks Kubik, the keeper of the flame of physical culture. So we're talking about the 10 reasons that older people should continue to train as they age. We got through 3. What's the 4th one, Brooks?
I forget.
Well, you better start training because it'll help your brain work better.
Okay. No, I'm just joking. Progressive strength training improves brain function in older adults.
Yeah.
And that's a really interesting one because back in the day, they were always calling people who worked out muscle heads.
Yeah, right.
You know,
or lunkheads, trying to imply that they were dummies, you know?
Yeah, you know, musclehead meant you were dumb. And, you know, you had famously, there was a newspaper reporter who says to Doug Hepburn, that after Hepburn wins the World Weightlifting Championship, heavyweight class, 1953, guy walks up to him, he says, "Mr. Hepburn, I have a question for you." "What is it?" says Hepburn. The guy says, "What's it like to be all brawn and no brains?"
Hepburn punch him?
No, he immediately said, "I don't know. What's it like to be neither?"
Ah, I love that one. That's great.
But, I mean, you know, that was the perception was that, you know, if you lifted weights, if you had big muscles, if you had a well-developed body, if you were strong, you were dumb.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, there's no reason to think that. It's absurd. But that's what people thought. Well, then they found out that doing aerobic exercise is good for your brain. And aerobic exercise, cardio exercise, is good for keeping an older brain healthy and fit. But they never tested resistance training. Because after all, resistance training, duh, you know.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, last November, a research study came out where they actually did a test that lasted a whole year. They were using women aged 65 to 75, and they were studying their neurological function and how it changed as they aged. They had brain scans of these women, And they divided them into three groups. One group did resistance training, lightweight training, once a week. One of them did weight training twice a week. And one of them did balance and mobility and coordination type movement training. 1 year later, they repeated the brain scans. The women who did weight training once a week only and the women who did the balance and mobility type training showed marked decline in their brains. And particularly what they saw was
brain size. Would they look at brain size?
Well, the white matter in the brains was starting to develop holes.
Right.
Gaps. And the white matter is what connects the different parts of the brain together. So that, you know, the nervous system transmits nerve impulses through the white matter. And if you have holes or gaps in the white matter, it's like potholes on a highway. You can't drive fast and maybe you're not able to drive at all.
And it's actually called demyelination. And one of the things that strength training and resistance training does that cardio does not do for the brain is increase a growth factor called BDNF, which has direct effects on the brain maintaining its volume and size.
Well, and that's exactly what they found in this study. And interestingly, you had to train twice a week to get that effect. So there was a certain minimum threshold of resistance training to stop the demyelination. That's pretty interesting.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah. You know, so it's sort of like that alone, I think, is a very good reason to start training now and keep training for your entire life.
So, obviously brain function is a big deal as we age and this is going to improve it. What's the next one?
Okay. Muscle mass is associated with healthy aging and lower mortality in older men.
Yeah.
And, you know, you tell me what.
What improves muscle mass?
Muscle mass.
Yeah.
More than training.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Not even taking a myostatin inhibitor. Nothing.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you've got to train. You can't take a pill. Pill's not going to do it. You've got to do the training. And we'll talk a little bit later about why that's a good thing. So the next one, progressive strength training stimulates your body's production of male hormones, testosterone.
But women are going to go, well, that's not important for me, but it is actually.
It actually is. Everybody needs to have enough testosterone to support muscular strength, muscular size, because muscular strength and muscular size keeps you healthy and strong and fit for your entire life.
Now, here's a little bit of information for both women out there and clinicians who don't get it right.
Okay.
I have a lot of women who tell me they're on HRT, and then they have somebody who's a doctor say, well, you shouldn't be taking testosterone. I've heard everything stupid said from you'll be humping doors, growing beards, becoming hypermuscular, growing a penis. And this is so frustrating to me, because here's what women need to understand. Where the top end of testosterone production is for women is the bottom end of what testosterone production is for men. The reason I'm saying that is because there's a lot of men out there who are living in that bottom end. They're not turning into women. And when you're young, you're in your teens and early 20s, women are producing a lot of testosterone. Don't listen to a doctor who says you don't need testosterone as part of your HRT. That's for men. That's as stupid as saying to a man, oh, estrogen is not important to a man. That's a woman's hormone. When we know that estrogen protects men from getting multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease and everything else. So beware of these clinicians that are still peddling these old wives' tales that testosterone is not important to women. It's as important to women as it is to men. Let's go ahead and take our break, Brooks.
Okay.
And when we come back, we've got more. We're talking about the 10 reasons that you should keep training as you age. I'm living these reasons right now. I'll be 58 this year. I'm catching up to Brooks. In a couple years, I'm going to pass him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. We're talking about the 10 reasons why you should continue to train as you get older. And if you have not been training, you should start training as you get older. So we just covered the fact that it stimulates the production of anabolic hormones.
You there, Carl?
Yeah. Can you not hear me, Brooks? Can you hear me, Brooks?
Carl?
Brooks, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. So it stimulates the production of anabolic hormones. This is a very, very important topic. We've become, unfortunately, misled by the word anabolic because it's been meant to mean something bad in professional sports. Anabolic is not a bad thing. It means the body is building, it's growing, it's getting stronger. Catabolic means the body's wasting away, it's shrinking, it's deteriorating. And clearly, training, resistance training increases anabolic hormones. What's the next one, Brooks?
Well, the next one is sort of the flip side, which is that progressive strength training helps you stay lean and muscular. And that means lean and muscular at any age, which is a very good thing.
And the reason that it allows you to stay lean is because the more muscle you have, the more calories you burn.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're, you know, a lot of people say weight training is unhealthy because if you gain 30 or 40 or 50 pounds of muscle, then you're carrying an extra 30 or 40 or 50 pounds of muscle. And that's as bad as 30 or 40 or 50 pounds of fat.
That's a lie.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I mean, haven't you seen that?
Yes.
You know, people still
say the BMI is guilty of that. You go to your doctor, if you are 10, 12% body fat and you are 230 pounds, 6'2", your doctor will say to you, I'm technically obese according to BMI.
Well, I am too. And I remember, it's probably 10 or 15 years ago. I was buying, life insurance policy,
mm-hmm.
and they sent a nurse, a home health aide, or you know a nurse over to the house to you know do blood work and you know take my vitals and all this and to see if I qualified for life insurance, and they were going to make me pay some absurd premium because I was 5'9", 225, and you know I'm like, okay, wait a minute. There's 5'9", 225, and there's 5'9", 225. And I sent a photo, you know, shirt off, and it was like, you know, this is what I look like.
Right.
And eventually I talked them from the high premium back down to a normal premium. But under the, you know, the BMI, the basic thing, they're like, oh, my God, this guy's obese.
Yeah, it's silly. It's so silly.
It is.
Muscle is metabolic currency. It's not like fat.
It absolutely is. And you know, the other part of it is, I believe, and we haven't pinned down the research, but there seems to be something about the chemical process of building and maintaining and supporting muscle, which shuts down the chemical processes of building fat.
Right. And
you know, it's like, your body is going to go one way or the other. And if you encourage your body towards muscular growth, maintenance of muscular mass, maintenance of strength, the body kind of puts its resources into that effort as opposed to putting its resources into the storing fat effort. And that's, you know, I don't have any research studies on that. No one's really figured out the science, but I swear there's something going on there.
Yeah. The body's either doing one or the other. So you have to keep, it's like a child. If you don't keep it engaged, it gets into trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
What's the next one, Brooks?
It's fun. And, you know, we talked earlier about looking for a lifelong hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Strength training is a perfect lifelong hobby.
Do you think that, you know, to reflect back on a show that we did several months ago about working group humans, those of us who were selected for great strength, we love to train. It's really beneficial to us. It makes us feel good. We think it's fun. But there are people out there who don't think it's fun. They dread it. And if they could find another way, to achieve all the benefits of weight training without having to weight train, they would. Do you think it's fun is subjective?
Well, I think that there's a lot of cultural conditioning, and there are a lot of people who have never really given weight training or strength training a try because they are turned off by the modern gym world or any kind of gym world. They didn't like PE class if they were in PE class when they were younger. They don't like being around people who are bigger and stronger than them, people who are in better shape. You know, they have all kinds of reasons why they don't want to go to a gym or they don't want to train that really have nothing to do with whether or not it's enjoyable. It's really more about the atmosphere of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that gyms struggle with. And interestingly, you know, you have the Planet Fitness approach, which is we try to keep the big, strong, muscular, well-developed people away so they don't intimidate our members.
I know.
Versus the approach of you ought to be happy to go to a gym where there are big, strong, well-developed people because they can be your role models. They can be you. You just have to work to get there.
So when we look at institutions of higher learning, right?
Good example, yeah.
And really, education and physical culture have a lot in common when you look at these things side by side. If you look at institutions of higher learning, right? You say to your children, look, you want to go to an Ivy League school because it's not just the education, but it's the people you're surrounded with. They become your cohorts, your colleagues, your business partners, your contacts as you go forward. So it's not just the quality of education, but it's the tapestry of the people that make up the school. And who would say, I really want my kid to go to a school, with six kids in where they don't have any really high quality education, because I don't want them to be intimidated. I want them to be feel like the smartest kid in the class. And they're not that smart right now, but I don't want to push them. I want to coddle them. I want them to think they're smart right now. That's the equivalent of the attitude that organizations like Planet Fitness prey upon. Come to us. You don't feel good about your health. You don't feel good about the way you look. And we want to surround you with other people who feel the same way because no one really wants to get any better. They just want to be confirmed that it's okay to be that way.
And that ignores the real issue, which is if you take someone who has never trained before and you start them off with an easy, appropriate beginner's program, and you gradually, progressively, systematically, and intelligently increase the resistance in their workouts and the intensity and the difficulty of the workouts, what will happen is, at first, they won't really like it, but they won't dislike it. And then they'll sort of start to like it a bit, and then they'll start to like it more. And eventually, and it usually takes about 30 to 60 days, it's the most enjoyable part of their day. The most, the training day is the best day of the week.
Yeah. You know what?
Almost everybody will get there, but you have to do it the right way. You don't take someone and on their first day at the gym, beat them into the ground.
Right. And that's the mistake that most bad trainers make. They just did this to my daughter.
Oh.
My daughter signed up with a personal trainer in New York, and the trainer had her doing Turkish get-ups and all these other things. I guess he wanted to impress her with how, skilled he was as a trainer.
Yep.
And the next 2 days, she couldn't walk. She couldn't sit down. Do you think she wanted to go to her next training session?
Absolutely not. And that kind of thing happens all the time, and it is just enraging.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I've done posts on the Dinosaur Training blog, and I've sent emails to my email list where I talk about this, and I talk about start people easy and light and work them, build them up slowly. If you're a trainer, if you're a gym owner, this is an important message. And every time I do that, I get 10 or 12 unsubscribes. Boom, 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 boom. Don't want to hear it. Not going to listen to it. What do you know? And, you know, I get hate mail and people are like, you know, you got to beat people up. You got to train them hard. You got to challenge them or they'll never come back if it's too easy, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's like, yeah, right. I mean, really and truly. So, for example, a lot of people like boxing workouts. You're telling me your boxing workout is get in the ring with a world champion and see what happens?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, that's absurd. So, yeah, I hate that. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, yeah, it happens. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll cover the final points. And then don't forget, at the top of the hour, starting the show is just running a little late because of the technical difficulties we had. But we have Juan Carlos Santana coming on to talk about his new book, Functional Training, right after this discussion. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Cubic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at Michael's Health.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator!
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik, myself, Carl Lenore, in case you've never heard of me. So, the next 2 points kind of go hand in hand with number eight, which says it's fun, and that is?
It's fun, and it makes you feel better.
This is the truth. As I said before, I'm 57, I'll be 58 this year. I have lots of little problems. Not all of them are from training. I told this to a woman. She says, well, maybe that's because you train so hard. I says, no, these are things that my dad had. These are things that I guess, you know, some of it could be a genetic predisposition. Some of it could be the fact that I was obese twice in my life. They would range more in the area of health issues. When I wake up in the morning, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. If that's the way I had to feel day in and day out, I would be very sad. But I know that I get up and I do my fasted cardio, I feel a little bit better. I get to the gym and I train, and I train as hard as I can. I don't train as hard as you can. I'm not trying to break your records. I'm just trying to break my own records. I give it everything I got. When I leave the gym, that ill feeling that I had in the morning is a distant memory. I feel good again. So that's the truth. It does make you feel better. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. And you know, I'll tell you something. There's nothing wrong with feeling better or feeling good. You know? And particularly if you don't have to take drugs to do it. You know, a lot of people are taking psychiatric drugs and psychiatric meds, or taking this or that, or they're drinking too much, or they're doing whatever to try to feel better.
Right.
But training makes you feel great. And that's wonderful.
I feel like King Kong when I leave the gym. I feel like, yep, I can accomplish everything. There are no challenges. There are just opportunities in front of me. That's how I feel mentally and physically when I leave the gym.
Yep.
And number 10.
It makes you younger and stronger, because strength is life and stronger is younger.
Yeah. Stronger is younger.
Stronger is younger. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. So, I mean, we've talked about this before. That's been my motto, stronger is younger. We associate aging with frailty and weakness. We associate youth with strength and robust health. So if you're getting stronger, and as a byproduct, you happen to be getting healthier, aren't you getting younger? Forget about how many years you've been on the planet. Aren't you getting younger? Aren't you experiencing a rebirth of youth? Of course you are.
And what's the what's the statistic on the cell turnover? Don't you have a 100% turnover of all of the cells in your body every 7 years?
Anywhere from 6 months to 7 years, depending on whether they're bone or what type of tissue they are. That's right.
Okay. So if you start training at age 50, by age 55, 56, 57, every single cell in your body is a new cell.
But more importantly, your approach to life acted as a steward to make sure that those cells are the best possible cells to replace the ones that they're replacing. This was my whole theory when I got sick at 49. I thought, I made myself sick. I can make myself better. What do I do to ensure that the cells replacing the sick cells in my heart are healthy, thriving cells? And that is how my journey into physical culture began.
There you go. And that, you know, that sounds kind of, you know, like voodoo.
Yeah, new age. You know what?
It's real. Yeah, it sounds new age, but it's real. You know, and eventually what happens is you actually start having younger, stronger, more vibrant cells throughout your body. And that means your chronological age starts to disappear. Yeah. It doesn't mean you're going to be 18 years old again.
Yeah, your hair's not going to grow back, and you probably won't, your gray hair won't turn black again.
Yeah,
but that's not the indicators of youth. Those are the indicators of youth that the media wants you to believe so that you buy their products. The real indicators of youth are you age without any diseases. While all your other friends are developing all sorts of diseases, you're not spending your time in doctor's offices.
Right. And similarly, you get to the point where you tell someone someone asks how old you are, you tell them, and they just stop and stare. They can't believe it because you look young and strong and vigorous.
Especially if they see you training at the gym. They want to know how old you are. They see a head full of gray hair, and they see the iron that you're moving and the pace in which you're doing it. I mean, at least twice a month, I have some guy at the gym who's probably my age, but he looks older than me, who asks me, hey, can I ask how old you are? And there are times where I had 3 months before I was going to become 57, and I said 57. You know, most people are they're saving that age up to the hour of the birthday flipping over. It's like, no, I'm proud. Yeah, I'm 57. I'll start telling people I'm 58 now.
I'm going to be turning 59 in September. As far as I'm concerned, because this is what they do for weightlifting competition, I'm 59 as of January 1.
Right.
So I'm 59, and January 1 of 2017, I'm going to be 60.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to 60.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, 60 and strong is going to be cool.
I'm actually going to be better, look better, and feel better when I turn 60 than I am right now, because I've let myself slide over the past 6 or 7 years. And it takes 6 or 7 years for you to see the damage, just the way it takes 6 or 7 years for you to see the repair.
Well, you know what the thing to do is? Start now. Keep going. That's it.
That's what I'm doing. So there you go. The top 10 reasons why you should take up resistance training if you're not and you're getting older. And if you are getting older and you're resistance training now, don't stop, because you will have a lot longer life in front of you. Brooks, got anything breaking on the books? I know you have the Dinosaur Files coming out, right?
Well, we've got the February issue of the Dinosaur Files is coming out very soon, and we just put up something new at the Dinosaur Training website, www.brookscubic.com. We have a PDF edition of Dinosaur Arm Training, my very popular course on arm training, and that is available now as a PDF with immediate electronic download. People love it. And the other thing that I'm throwing out to people, this is not even a product. This is just fun. I'm on Instagram now.
Yeah, I see your meals. They look pretty good.
Yeah, and, we're posting meals. We're posting workout photos from the dinosaur dungeon, videos from the workouts, all kinds of fun stuff. Copy of the very first issue of Strength and Health magazine that I ever had. It's from back in 1934. And no, I didn't buy it in 1934. I bought it many years later. But, just fun stuff that I think people will like.
Right.
And, that's on Instagram. And so, follow me on Instagram. A lot of fun stuff there. And we're going to keep adding more. And, it's going to be a great ride.
Okay, until next week, thank you, Brooks, for this Physical Culture Radio installment.
My pleasure, Carl.
Talk soon, brother. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Juan Carlos Santana about his new book. Excuse me. Juan Carlos Santana about his new book, Functional Training. Stay tuned.
Cuban. and you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I've been watching you a la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Come on! A la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long.
Welcome back. My next guest is Juan Carlos Santana. He is the CEO and founder of the Institute of Human Performance and recently published a book called Functional Training. How you doing, JC?
I'm doing great, man. Happy to be here.
Yes, it's great to have you. You've had a great presence for a long time when it comes to strength and conditioning, training people, training athletes, training people to be like athletes. And this terminology, functional training, seems to be inappropriately used quite often by those who want to make themselves sound like they know what they're talking about when it comes to strength and conditioning. You agree, right? You're chuckling because it's true, right?
Well, yeah, you know, when something is good and there's a big revolution, a lot of times the terms or the individual get misrepresented and at times bastardized. And that's happened to functional training. I must admit that.
Yeah. Like back in the day, core training. But anyway, I digress. So your book is different. Your book is designed to actually allow, regardless of what athletic discipline a person participates in, they can actually apply the techniques that you promote here to allow them to become better at their sport, right?
Right, because when you look at functional training, really, what is it? We are training human movement. And if you look at it, human movement is pretty much the same, although unlimited combinations are possible. Every person has two legs that flex at the knee and flex at the ankles, and every person's head does not revolve 360 degrees. So when you look at that, the body really only does four things. It locomotes, changes level, pushes or pulls and rotates. We call that the four pillars of human movement. Mm-hmm. And when you categorize movement in those four broad categories, you just train the body to become more athletic. And then the individual applies that athleticism, that function, to whatever activity they want, whether it's picking up a kid or playing tennis.
So, for instance, what are your thoughts on unilateral leg training? So, you know, like pistol squats as opposed to just barbell squats when it comes to transferring to athleticism?
Well, you know, I always am biased to single leg training. Why? Because you just can't say these are great exercises. Why? You have to have a philosophy. You have to have a model. You have to have systems, methods, all that are congruent. So why are single leg exercises much better and have better transfer? Very simple. The first pillar of human movement, locomotion, occurs one leg at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care how much you can leg press. You can leg press three girlfriends and a Volkswagen, all right? And that doesn't mean you can stabilize on a single leg. You can deadlift 1,000 pounds. It doesn't mean you can jump off of a single leg and dunk a ball. As a matter of fact, really, really great performances in traditional training almost doom you to failure in function. Isn't that crazy? In other words, the heaviest squatters are never the fastest runners.
Interesting.
And great runners, such as basketball players, jumpers like basketball players, volleyball players, are traditionally terrible squatters. They don't perform very well in the gym. But functionally, they're monsters. So isn't it a dichotomy? Isn't it like really crazy that we use squatting as a measure for the potential of speed when squatting in and of itself doesn't really optimally enhance speed? If it did, the heaviest squatters would be the fastest runners, and they're not.
That's true. That's true. So give me an example of what you think is the king of all single leg exercises. If somebody is, and you're right, we live life on one leg at a time. There's no doubt about it. So what do you think the king of all single leg unilateral exercises is?
It would either have to be, it's a tie between a single leg anterior reach and a single leg squat. And not a pistol, by the way. I think pistols are useless, absolutely useless as single leg squats.
So they're useless because they exploit strength in trade off for balance, right?
No, not necessarily. They're useless because of the pistol position.
Yeah, you're never going to find yourself in that
position. If I balance on my left leg,
right,
and my right leg is shot forward in that pistol position, I have created a posterior pelvic tilt. In other words, my butt hunches underneath.
Yes.
When I squat, I'm dominating on the quadriceps, which do nothing, and I take the motor out of my locomotive system, which are my hamstrings and my glutes.
Interesting.
So everybody wants to do this pistol stuff. Pistol is a circus act. It's not a functional exercise. There's nothing that looks like that in function.
The only athletes I've ever seen do pistols are skaters, figure skaters. They do the pistol. They call it the shoot the duck. It's you skate on one foot with the other one.
Yes, because if you look at a lot of their movements is in the pistol position.
Uh-huh.
But takeoffs oftentimes and landing, especially landing from triples and doubles, is not in the pistol position. It is what we call the counterbalance position, which is if I stand on the left leg, my right leg will flex at the knee, of course, coming off the ground, and go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to put my right knee down on the ground behind and to the right of my left ankle.
Interesting.
So if you look at that position, that is the takeoff position off the blocks. That is the landing position. That is the decelerative position. So that is a more functional position for, I would say, 99% of all athletic and daily movements.
So how do you propose that people should be doing their one-legged squat? Like what do they call a Bulgarian squat where you have a foot on the bench behind you?
Yeah, I love the name. The Bulgarian squats, the squat that Bulgarians have never done. It's amazing how people come up with these names. But anyways, That is one way to do it. You can also, I can also say, all right, stand on your left leg and put your right toe back, your right leg back about 2 feet behind your left, foot. But just put your toe on the ground like you're stepping on a, on a, on an egg. Don't bust the egg.
Right.
From there, attempt a single leg squat.
Interesting.
You know, and then little by little, you can also, if you want to start, like, for example, elderly, how do I start them elderly? All right. You get to a counter, you put your hands on the counter, you balance on your left leg with your hands on the counter, and then you do little pumps. You bend the knee, flex the knee just a little bit, like, figure a tenth of a squat or an eighth of a squat, and do that 20 times. Because the first thing that I need to do is stabilize your hip. Oftentimes when the hip collapses, when somebody goes to a single leg and they don't have single leg stability, when the hip collapses, the brain picks that instability up and turns off the glutes and turns off your legs, basically, and you can't do anything.
To protect
the elderly, the first thing they have to learn is maintain the 7 frame at the hip, and then I do what they call pumps. Just give me little pump squats, little pump squats. Do 10, 15, 20. Once they can do that, their gait increases immensely.
See, and this is something I found out early on in training. So, you know, a lot of people will go over and they'll do a leg press, and they'll do a, they can really leg press a lot of weight. So let's say, just for sake of this discussion, they can leg press 1,000 pounds.
Right.
And then, so in theory, they should be able to do 500 pounds or at least 400 pounds with one leg. No way. When the hip girdle is not engaged, you lose a lot of strength, isn't it?
Anytime a joint destabilizes and the brain picks it up, okay, right off the bat, the body will act like a light company. If a transformer sees irregular voltage, it shuts down, fuses up and down the current to protect the transformer. So if the hip is not stable, the brain picks it up and turns off your paraspinals, turns off your butt, turns off your legs.
So the only way to get the hip work stronger and be more functional is to do more single-legged stuff, or are there any trick exercises that you like to go to stabilize the hip so that they can have greater one-leg strength?
The principle of specificity rules the game.
Yeah.
If you need stability on a single leg, such as for running, then single leg activities have to dominate. And by the way, a leg press, single leg press, is a great beginner exercise. It's a great way to learn and to learn how to single leg squat. So, boo-hoo machines. I love machines for the appropriate use. And I learned how to single leg squat on a Bodymaster 45 degree incline leg press. That's the machine that helped me learn how to single leg squat, believe it or not.
Interesting. I want to take a break, and I want to come back and talk more about the book. The book is called Functional Training. It's actually right on the homepage of superhumanradio.com at the bottom of the page where we have all our books. You'll see it right there. Pick it up, especially if you have a young athlete in your home. Maybe you're a power lifter and you don't care about this, but you got a son who's playing football or basketball or tennis, a daughter who's doing gymnastics. This is a great book for athletes. For serious athletes, for weekend warriors, this is a great book. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Juan Carlos Santana. We're talking about his new book, Functional Training. He is the CEO and founder at the Institute of Human Performance in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. I may be living there soon. The weather keeps up like this. Anyway, there's a lot of... earlier in the show, I don't know if you heard the earlier part of the show with Brooks Kubik, JC, but we were talking about, as you age, the importance of continuing to train, because as people become older, they start to lose balance. And we're talking about single leg stuff here. Let's talk a little bit about balance and how functional training fits into the whole scheme of achieving better balance.
Well, that's a very, very interesting topic, because functional training, because balance is so important, functional training became balance training. In other words, things on a stability ball, people standing on Erex pads, and so on and so forth. And I was one of those people that at first, you know, I knew the importance of balance and proprioception and all that good stuff, all those big words. But when it came down to it, I saw that people started improving their balance and did not improve their golf game, did not improve their basketball anymore. I'm going, what is it? And I started realizing that you have to look at life like a pyramid, and a people pyramid, like a pyramid, force production pyramid. The more ground contact you have, the bigger the base, the more power and more stability that you will have, and the more power you can transfer. So we started realizing that balance was only good to a certain part, and that if you were stable like a pyramid on its base, you didn't need balance, and you could develop power. How much power in a rotation can you develop standing on a single leg? Let's say if you were going to change directions.
Very
you
difficult.
Can't.
No.
So how are you going to develop that big serape power, all right, diagonally across the body on a single leg? You can't. So you have to start training with 2 feet on the ground, solid base, big loads, fast speeds, and understand that balance is a dynamic quality. In other words, when a basketball rotates, it will balance on your finger by itself. But if you don't rotate that ball, balancing it is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at a movie and train the movie, not train a picture. If you see a cyclist turning a corner at 45 degrees, you don't try to balance that position in the gym. You understand that that balance is made possible because of physical dynamic qualities, like centripetal acceleration, inertial gyration, etc.
Right.
Those big qualities in physics allow a system to balance without the need for someone to balance them. They balance by themselves. That's why a bicycle, you can kind of push it, and as long as it's moving, it'll move. It'll balance upright.
Right.
When it slows down, it falls.
Interesting.
So that balance training and training people to balance on a single leg only goes so far. There's a very fast point of diminishing returns where you got to get people on 2 feet on a big base and teach them how to transfer forces and remain tight and stiff throughout the joints instead of flexible and pliable.
And obviously, these things are not just important to athletes, but they're important to people as they age. This is something that anyone can take and benefit from, even if you're not playing a sport.
Yeah, and this book, I mean, although it's functional training and it's kind of geared towards the athlete, what body am I using? What body am I training? I'm using the human body.
Right.
I'm training human movements. So for example, an anterior reaching lunge, which is a big step, little knee bend, entire shoe movement. Well, that who does that? The elderly do that to tie their shoes, and tennis players do that at a higher speed.
Right.
So the movements are the same for elderly, for mom, for dad, for a kid, for an athlete, and a sedentary person. The movements are the same. The difference is dictated by the youth ability, capability of the person making the movement. So just because you're 82 doesn't mean I'm going to train you like you're paralyzed. If you're a rocking and rolling 82-year-old, you may be training a little bit harder than some 40-year-old that's, totally out of shape.
Right, right. So how long has the book been out now, JC?
Oh, it's a baby. It was out. We had the turning out party. The December 18th was the release party here.
And what are some of the reviews? What are some of the responses you're getting?
I think we're at about 43 reviews at Amazon, and I think 99% are 5 stars. So, you know, I'm getting a lot of nice compliments. Frankly, I tell you, it's a combination of the previous 14 books that I've written.
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you that it's my best work, without a doubt.
So if you stepped onto the elevator and you had, you know, a half a dozen floors to give somebody the elevator pitch why this book is different than some of the other books out there, what would you say?
This book is an applied book. This book is a how-to book with very logical and simple historical, scientific, and methodological explanations. Very simple. I wrote this so the mom and dad could understand it, but it's becoming very popular with exercise science students because nobody wants the academic explanation. Everybody wants the give me the parent explanation so my mom understands it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got very complex theories and methods explained in a very simple term. This book is for everybody.
Now, we have lots of personal trainers, clinicians, and coaches that listen to the show. This book would benefit them as well.
Without a doubt. I've sent this to two of my orthopedic surgeons, and they said, this is awesome. Now I can explain in simple terms some of the things that school never taught me how to explain in simple terms to my patients.
Yeah, right. That makes a good point. The book is called Functional Training. It's right on the front page of superhumanradio.com. It's at the bottom left-hand corner where we have a list of recent books that we've talked about on the show. You can get it there. JC, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, my man. You have a great day, and thank you to all for listening.
Take care. That's it. That's all I got today. We're going to go ahead and pull the plug on the show now, and I can get to work and figure out what's going on with our digital multiplexer. We'll see everybody tomorrow for Casual Friday. Join me and the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo here when we have some laughs and fun on behalf of the superhuman nation. We'll see you tomorrow.